Sebagian analis di Amerika Serikat mempertanyakan istilah diplomasi jebakan hutang yang dituduhkan kepada Tiongkok dalam membiayai sejumlah proyek infrastruktur dalam gagasan sabuk dan jalan alias jalur sutra modern di sejumlah negara termasuk Indonesia.
But the idea of debt trap diplomacy is that China's deliberately doing this in order to grab those assets for some strategic purpose. And that's what we don't see evidence of. Chinese banks trying to promote Chinese companies, trying to promote business abroad. And just like in the 70s and 80s when Western banks were doing this in the developing world in places like Indonesia and other, they weren't doing it for some nefarious purpose.
Tapi yang dipungkiri sejumlah proyek infrastruktur akhirnya mangkrak atau bermasalah dan membebani negara terkait.
Debt is always a dance between creditors and borrowers. And so corruption is a factor in many of these deals, although we don't have a lot of proof of it.
Little to no evidence that China is trying to make its borrowers insolvent, make them bankrupt. Quite the opposite. You know, they're trying to help their borrowers stay afloat so that they can continue to service old debts.
IDETA adalah lembaga riset pendanaan pembangunan yang mengadvokasi transparansi dan akuntabilitas. Proyek kereta api cepat Jakarta-Bandung yang kemudian diambil alih negara menjadi salah satu proyek yang ditelaah IDETA.
The problems that have plagued the high-speed railway project extend far beyond COVID. COVID has exacerbated the problem. Even before COVID arrived, the project was running behind schedule. You know, it's already $2 billion over budget.
IDETA menunjukkan ada lebih dari 13.000 proyek di 165 negara yang didanai Tiongkok. Dan 35% proyek infrastruktur gagasan sabuk dan jalan dirundung masalah. Mulai korupsi, pelanggaran aturan ketenaga kerjaan, lingkungan maupun penolakan dari masyarakat setempat.
Meski demikian, para analis mengingatkan seluruh negara peminjam termasuk Indonesia agar berhati-hati. Tiongkok telah meningkatkan pengawasan khususnya terhadap negara-negara yang berisiko tinggi karena korupsi. Dengan menggunakan komoditas ekspor sebagai jaminan serta bunga yang relatif tinggi, yakni 6%. Saat ini jumlah negara yang sulit memenuhi kewajiban utangnya pada Tiongkok, menurut IDETA terus bertambah.
Namun sebagian analis optimis mengenai Indonesia.
When it was announced, it was 5.5 billion. Obviously, this cost will overshoot in all countries, not just Indonesia. It will always overshoot, right? And if you look into that, right, it was only 75% loan by the Chinese. 25% is what we call the equity, the consortium between the Chinese and the Indonesians. So if you look at 75% of 5.5, it's not that much.
Namun satu hal yang tetap perlu digarisbawahi.
It's really deceiving to tell the public that this is not a public repayment liability.
Lagi-lagi analis mengingatkan perlunya transparansi untuk menghindari permasalahan di kemudian hari. Dari Alexandria, Virginia, Yunis Salim dan tim VOA.